Good morning. It's time for our Ask the Experts segment here on the Mighty 690. And Charles Skank from Skank Insurance is in studio. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Excellent.
James.
Yes. I know. I should. It's okay. I'm new. Yeah. And all that good stuff. So what's our verse of the day today?
Psalms chapter 91, verse 4 and 5 says, "He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day." Psalms 91, 4 and 5.
Excellent. Thank you for that. So, you know, today, oftentimes on the program, we talk about helping people get ready for retirement, saving for retirement, all that sort of thing. But say someone who is listening out there is already retired. And what are some things that you guys can help with for someone to improve their retirement?
Well, there's a whole range of things that can be done to improve that. One way is to relook at their retirement income strategy and to evaluate it and see how it's holding up versus what they thought it would do, however long ago is when they retired versus how it's doing now. And a lot of times people put their confidence in the stock market and they say, okay, this is always going to be going up. It's been going up for the last how many ever years, and I can live in retirement very comfortably as it continues to grow. Well, in the past 9 months or so, the stock market has faltered. It's really taken a tumble, and it's caused people to reevaluate their retirement strategy, their retirement income strategy. And so that's where we help. We can give a second opinion, and we've helped people change their strategy to where they can have it in a zero loss allocation where it's not going to go down. We have accounts right now that are doing 4.5% for 5 years. It's fixed. It's set. And at the end of the 5 years, their money is free and clear to move to whatever vehicle they want to move to. But that's been helpful to a lot of people as they've been looking for a place to have some security and knowing that it's going to be there. And so that's been exciting. That's thing number one. I would encourage our listeners, if you have money that's just sitting in the bank above your emergency fund, that's just getting 0.0 nothing at the bank, consider putting in a place where you can get a reasonable rate of return and continue to keep it safe like it has been before.
For sure. And sometimes people might not realize, they think, okay, well, anything I do before retirement, that's where I can make all the difference. But there's actually some adjustment that you can make after you retire.
That's right. It's not a set it and forget it thing. And just like when you had on the job, your HR person would check in with you maybe annually or every 6 months or so just to make sure that your employment plan is going as it should. Your retirement plan needs a check-in every so often as well.
Absolutely. No, that all sounds good. So why don't we take a quick break here, and then when we'll return with more on our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690 with Skank Insurance. Back here on Ask the Experts here on the Mighty 690 and Charles Skank. So can you tell us more about what people can do if they are currently retired and they might be needing some more help?
So it's a good idea to check in and make sure that you're still on the right road, that everything is going as it should. And the second way that people can check on their coverage is to look at their Medicare coverage. And if you have a Medicare supplement that you are paying over $200 for, you need to review that because it's very possible that you could get on another Medicare supplement, have the exact same coverage, but have a significantly lower cost. And so I would encourage our listeners, if you've been paying on a Medicare supplement for 2, 3, 5, 6 years, and the costs have just continued to rise and rise every single month, call us. We can review that with you. It's possible that you need to stay on that plan. it might be your best option. But more often than not, I find that people can improve their situation, continue to have great coverage, and pay less money for it. So that's option thing number two. Another thing that I would encourage people is if your drug cost, what you're paying for your medications, has increased significantly. If you're on a prescription that costs you hundreds of dollars a month, or even $180 a month, whatever that number is, that's a high number for you, I would encourage you to call us, because there's multiple ways that we can address that. Whether we get it from a lower price source, whether we get extra help through Social Security extra help, there's just a whole variety of ways that we can evaluate those costs and maybe drive those costs down.
Sure. And what else? What else can do you have for us?
Another thing is to consider your long-term care options. Most of us say, well, I'm never going to go to a nursing home.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
Nobody plans in their younger years to go to a nursing home. That's not part of anybody's dream or desire, or nobody intends to go there. But sometimes that is in the picture. And that brings significant cost to a person's to your life. And so there are ways that you can put planning in place now to address those costs and help carry those costs. And so rather than just saying, well, I'm never going to go there, it's a good idea to say, well, in case I ever have increased costs for my care, you know, later on in life, I'm going to have a vehicle in place so that my wife, my kids, my whatever, whoever depends on me wouldn't have to bear that burden by themselves, that there would be funding in place for that event. And there's long-term care, and there's some very attractive and smart ways to go about addressing those type of things.
Sure. All right. Well, I think how about we take another quick break, and we'll come back with more here on Ask the Experts on KGGF. All right, we're wrapping up our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690, but how about we just review real quick what we've gone over today, Charles?
So if somebody's in retirement, they've already left the job, they're enjoying retirement, every day is a Saturday, and they may be wondering, what can I do to address my situation, my retirement needs right now? And first of all, I would say that you need to evaluate your retirement income strategy. Is it meeting your needs? Is it meeting your expectations? Is your money safe like maybe you thought it was with all the downturns? Is it safe? Are you getting a return that you're satisfied with? If you're not, I would encourage you to call us. We have accounts where we can guarantee a rate of return and continue to keep it safe. Second of all is Medicare, especially Medicare supplement. If you purchased one several years ago, and it's just continued to climb in price, call us. We can very possibly save you money or address, improve your situation. Thirdly, if you have an expensive prescription that is really costing you every month, call us. Call our office at 620-331-8800. We can evaluate that cost and possibly save you significant money on that medication. And lastly, for long-term care, nobody plans to go to a nursing home, but sometimes we need added care that we maybe our spouse cannot provide. And you can help put, by planning now, you can have funding in place where that can be an easier situation than having to pay for all that out of pocket.
Sure. Very good. So where can we find you?
So we have four locations at Independence, Coffeyville, Sedan, and Howard. And our main number is 620-331-8800. Call our office. You can sign up for our newsletter by texting your name and your email address to 620-331-8800.
Very good. Well, Charles Skank with Skank Insurance, always great to have you on, and I'll look forward to talking to you on Friday, right?
Thank you.
Okay. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.